Well, yeah, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Cheeseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hey, Rob.
Dominant performance, basically start to finish for your guys, a 30-6 win over Lehigh. What impressed you with the way you guys played?
Well, I think we played pretty well in all three phases, which, you know, is something that's obviously really good. You know, we played way better on defense this week than we've been playing. We still gave up one big play, but I think our defense has been playing really well. Offensively, we're efficient. And then on special teams, you know, we're kicking the ball pretty well. Our punter and our kicker are kicking it pretty well. And, you know, we're making field goals when we need to. But, you know, I was pleased with kind of the overall effort. And, you know, to go up to Lehigh and get a win was big for us. But we got to continue to keep getting better day by day, week by week.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. Coach Huseman, in the 12 quarters Richmond's played, what have you learned about the Spiders, perhaps that you didn't know going into that opener against Virginia? Thank you.
Well, I think, you know, coming in, you know, we had some new wideouts in there. And I like the way they're playing. Kind of had a good feeling about Reese. You know, he's been playing good, our backs. Defensively, you know, I'm not sure if there's – we kind of knew that it was going to be a work in progress as we went, just because of so much inexperience on the defensive side of the ball and losing the players that we lost from last year's team. But kind of for probably pretty much what I kind of anticipated coming into the season has kind of unfolded.
Thank you.
Russ, we talked about Reese the last couple of weeks and how good he is, but to complete 17 straight passes to start the game is pretty spectacular performance. What was clicking so well for him on Saturday?
You know, I didn't even know that had occurred until I did my halftime radio and they told me that, and it kind of threw me back a little bit. I said 17 in a row, first 17. But he's very accurate. We knew that in the spring. We knew that in fall camp. He puts the ball where it's a catchable ball and puts it where, you know, our guys can catch and run with it. But you got to give our wideouts credit too. I mean, we made some, you know, Leroy caught one with the ball on top of a helmet over a guy one time. You know, Reese threw a couple high ones we went up and got. So, you know, our wideouts are catching the ball when they're thrown to them. And, you know, when you throw a good ball, you know, take what the defense gives you, you know, that's kind of how you complete passes.
We've talked about your wideouts with Jacob and the other transfers and Josiah, but as you said, Leroy with a huge day, 9 catches, 127 and a touchdown. Just talk about the day that he had and how he fits with that group that you have.
Yeah, Leroy made a huge commitment over the summer to get himself in tremendous physical shape. He worked really, really hard. He looks way better than he has the past couple of years with us. And that's why he's performing like he is. You know, he just got his body right, and he's doing a tremendous job for us. You know, he's one of four that are getting the ball along with the backs in the passing game. And so it makes it tough. You know, we don't have a guy that's catching 15 balls a game. You know, everybody's getting targeted. You know, everybody's getting their share. And that's Reese and our offensive coordinator making that happen.
Defensively, I know we talked since the start of the season about the youth and the new guys on your defensive front, but 4 sacks. On Saturday, you guys end up holding Lehigh to 206 yards. Was that maybe the best game that they played? And what kind of growth have you seen from that group from week one to last week?
Yeah, I mean, that was the best game we played, obviously, defensively this year. And, you know, we had only had, you know, they said 1 sack. I'm not sure if we may have had 1. But, you know, we like Marlon Lewis. Obviously, we think he can rush the passer, and he did, got a couple sacks. Ray Eldridge is an experienced guy. He got a couple sacks. But I think a couple things, you know, we kind of made sure that our rush lanes were good. We didn't, You know, we didn't get all out of whack and pass rush. So, you know, our guys did a really good job this week of, you know, getting our guys better, not only against the pass, but even against the run. I think, you know, we were in our gaps for most of the game. So we still got to tackle better. We missed too many tackles this week, especially in the secondary. So, I mean, that can't happen this week or we'll be in trouble.
Offensively, you guys had two 10-play drives on those first two TDs. Then the last one in the fourth quarter, I think that you had the field goal to almost 13 plays. How big was the time as possession factor to be able to control the ball like that?
Well, that's been happening. Sometimes you don't realize it's happening, but that's been happening all year. I mean, our offense is put together, you know, big, long drives, you know, and even though we threw it quite a bit, you know, it's the clock's continually running. You don't have to run the ball to run the clock. And, you know, when you're completing passes, that clock's running, and that's kind of helped us with the time of possession. But, yeah, I mean, they've gotten out of our own end zone backed up multiple times this year, which is huge, not only to go down whether we score or not, but just to flip field position.
Your team and Stony Brook have had some battles over the last, or at least during your tenure here. They come to Richmond on Saturday. As you look at this Stony Brook team, what are some of the challenges that they present both on offense and defense?
Well, I mean, it's typical Stony Brook. I mean, they are physical. They play hard. You know, they're well coached, obviously. But I think when you play a Stony Brook football team, you know, when that game's over, you're going to know it. You're going to be, you know, it's going to be a physical battle. And that's the way they play. And, you know, when they're really good, you know, they're controlling the line of scrimmage, running the football. You know, they chase the ball on defense. So, you know, it's going to be a typical Stony Brook football team, no question.
As you kind of flip the page after non-conference, kind of maybe building on John's question, what do you need to see from your team as you head into conference play?
We have to get better, especially, I mean, defensively, we got to continue to improve. You know, we've seen it, you know, through camp for the first three games, but we can't stay the way we are right now, especially on defense. We got to continue to get some of these young guys to continue to improve on their technique, assignments, and, you know, just, you know, some instincts, knowing potentially what's going to happen to you before it happens. And those things happen with the game reps. And so we got three under our belt. CAA is going to be a bear. Every team in the CAA can beat every team in the CAA. I truly believe that. And, I mean, we know we're on an 8-game stretch. It's going to be really, really tough to navigate.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob, thanks.
Thank you.